Okay, Simon, Raish, Baze. What's if again? I'm
Test,
sorry. I said
test, test. It's okay. I'm here.
Tess. Okay, Tess till Baze, till Baze in the next one. Okay. Continuing with Tumas Oil and whatever, Tumas Kayana. Kayan Shu Yashin Ba Oil, Shu Yesh Ba Mace, Sha Tumar Nechnesis Ba. If a Kayan who's living in a tent that has a mace in it, and the tumah and there's an and the tumah's in it, meaning the tumah's going into his section. And there's no way to lock, like we said yesterday. If you're in a different apartment or a different room, you could lock the door and block it, so you can't do it. Yeah. So tzrichon. So now this kohen is sleeping in a tent, and somebody died. So what do you do? So you gotta wake him up. They gotta tell him to get out of there. And if he's sleeping naked, then don't tell him anything. Meaning, if you tell him something and he's naked, and you tell him, "Oh, you know, there's a dead body here," so then he's gonna have to jump up and get out. He's gonna be embarrassed. So what you do is you don't tell you you call him and you don't tell him why he has to get up. So then he takes his time. And he gets himself dressed. The Gadol Kavod Abrius, because Gadol Kavod Abrius is very important. All right now, but he's doing an Isser, but he's doing an Isser of a Shagig. He doesn't know. He's actually not even a Shagig. He's an Inus. All right, Kamakaim. Once he knows about the Tuma, also Lishos Shama Ad Sheyalvishes. After he knows about the Tuma, then he can't wait there. Meaning, so it's interesting. We're only allowing this if he's an oinus, right? But if once he knows about it, then the Kavod HaBrius doesn't work. Meaning, Kavod HaBrius, meaning Kavod HaBrius, normally we allow Yisurim in the Torah. Right, but here it's not. We're not going to allow. We're not going to allow him to do a straight out Isser in the Torah. Right, we're just going to tell him that. To keep continue the Inus, then yes. Now, is he? No, so he doesn't discuss it. I was trying to remember if he discusses it. Once the Kayan's tame, so he's tame, right? Meaning, well, what's the, what is this? Meaning, isn't he tame now? So once he's in there, he's in there. That's the LMI that that's I just I'm not remembering who discusses it, right? But is there's a there. There is an Isser to extend the Tumah, even though he's already Tameh. Right? Okay, whatever it is. Yeshayim, Yud, Yeshayim. The Gam Mace Akum Tameh. There are those that say that a Goy also does. Yeshayim, Kidivrayim, Shalay Leilach Al Kever. You should be careful that a Kayan shouldn't go by a Goy's Kever either. Kol Shekin Shekiyesh Lachashem Agam Mumer Nikvar Shem. And of course, you have to be when there's Cheshash that maybe there's a Yid who's buried there, who's a mummer, not, you know, an anti. Shamummer dina ki Yisrael, because a mummer has a din like a Yisrael. It's actually tonight's daf yomi. Right? In some ways he is, in some ways he's not. But gam avlad sheyolda mumeres me'akum dina kama Yisrael. And a baby that's born from a female, a Jewish lady, and a guy, dina kama Yisrael, has a din of a Yisrael. All right, so now, but it's a machloikis. It's important to know that it's a machloikis. And we are soimech on the makilim for somebody to go into a hospital, for a kohen to go into a hospital when it's necessary, because the assumption is it's roiv goyim. All right, fine. A kohen is allowed to become tami to relatives, and mitzvah loy l'tami l'mefaker. It's actually a mitzvah to be mitama. Ishta haruyaloi, meaning a wife that he was allowed to marry. And brothers from a father that they were b'nei kayama, meaning they were those brothers actually survived. Avala safik nefalam, meaning if it's a baby less than 30 days and we're not sure whether the baby was viable or not, so then they do not become tummy to them. Once a sister gets married to somebody else, then she is no longer considered a sister for them to become tamei too. This that it's mutter and it's even a mitzvah to become tamei to relatives. Dafka kvura, that's only for burial or the havilai arm and tachrichin and to bring aron and tachrichin. On Shabbos when they can't bury. Also, it's also to be metama. If you look at the lishamre, even if it's just to even watch the mace, it's proper to be machmer. But for burial, vada mitzvah letamilahem, it's vada mitzvah to be metama. Even if there's a chevra kedosha, which is the way it is nowadays, and the kohen's not being busy at all. It's more to him to be in the house. Because perhaps they're going to need something. Right? Yeah, but. Okay, then it gets into the whole issue whether you're supposed to go into the kfura or not go into the kfura because everything's taken care of. Okay. You only matama once till until it's covered, until the burial. Not after that. Meaning they got to get out of the cemetery. They can't just hang out there. Koyin. I mean, nowadays we know that they put the koyin section on the edge of the cemetery with no trees and all that, so it enables koyanim to go without any issues. Let's say a kohen whose father has went off the derech, then you can't become tamei to them. And not to somebody who commits suicide. Anybody that we said a couple days ago that you don't have avelos for, then a kohen does not become tamei to them either. Yud gimel ain a kohen metamei l'korev shalim. This is an interesting din that a kohen can only become tummy to a relative when the relative is full, not when he's missing a limb. He cannot. Some say that he can't become tummy to somebody who was murdered. It's proper to be machmer. Well, actually, it doesn't mean murdered. It means somebody who was killed didn't die naturally. There are kohanim hedyotim who are noyig to go to kibbutz tzaddikim. That tzaddikim are not matamim. So no going to the oil, right, or the ribnitz or whatever else. Unless you do the whatever, I don't even know whatever hetter they got
box.
going over there with the box and all that stuff. At least they do that.
The Cohen thing, by the way. Most places, I think.
What?
Bibnitzer has a Cohen lane.
Does it also?
No, I'm
Okay.
saying it has a special lane.
Does the
You
Rebbe
dollar.
have a Cohen lane?
They put these boards around you or something. I don't know what they do.
What do you say? You're a Cohen and they gather around you and they close you up?
Don't ask
Yeah, something
Tasha's
like
on
that.
Kabad.
That's right. Yeah. Okay, weiter. Diodalit. Yesh yeah. Yesh kenam hadyotim nagim lelechas akivri. I just did that. Okay. Tezvob. Kishem sha koyin muzr shaloy letame. Just like a koyin is muzr not to become a tame. Kam wazorma gedoylem alaketanim. So too, the gedoylem are warned about the ketanim. Right? Shenemar, because it says, Emor, Biri, Let's say a kid on the bar mitzvah, can he go to a levaya? A kohen, kid on the bar mitzvah, can he go to a levaya? Right? So you're not, they're not allowed. The gedolim have to make sure that the ketanim don't become tamish. Right? Emor v'amarta says it twice. Two amiras. That's warn the gedolim to take care of the ketanim. That's not going to be metam them to actually cause them to have tumah. You bring the cotton into the oil mace. If the kohen decides to go on his own, you don't have to stop him. But if he's at the age of chinuch, then you have to stop him. And then the shaila is that dafka on the father, or the mother, or on anybody else? Common question: a kohen's wife who's pregnant, she can go into the oil mace. Although there are those that are chaylik on this, because it's a svek sveka. All right, because if it's a girl, it's not a problem. All right, and even if it's a boy, the boy might not be viable. So because of that, she's allowed to. And the Pesukim say that that's even if she looks like she may give birth in the cemetery, you're still allowed to. Tezayin, a kohen einam yichal lachav krevi hamesh shimaru. Let's say you have, connected houses like we learned yesterday. So the kayhanim can't go put pressure on the people to get rid of the mace. Unless the kohen is a chayla and he can't leave his house, kayfin is a krayvim, is a mace, then we force the krayvim to take out the mace. If my mace who nefel, and if the mace is nefel, kayfin, then you do force them. Even and to take them out with a goy, right? Again, a nafil is a baby that didn't survive 30 days. Okay, next simon reish gimel aleza korvatinog mishablim. So, on what type of relative are there available? So, by hasifim, alaf al shiva kroim chayom lazal. The seven relatives ye chayav to have available. Ovi v'imai benoyu bitoy achiv achaysoy. Right, father, mother, son, daughter, brother, sister, whether it's from the father or the mother, even if the sister is married to somebody else. And then it's a man on his wife, so those are the seven relatives. Right? Six blood relatives and one is a spouse. This is a big tumult. This is one of the most commonly asked Avelos Shilas. The minig is that other Avelim show some sort of Avelos for the first week till Shabbos of the Avelos. They don't wash in hot water, Shabbos, and they don't change a little bit, meaning they don't change some of their clothing for Shabbos. Not all relatives are equal. Let's say it's a sheni b'sheni, meaning this is first cousins. Oy ben benoy, or a grandson, or ben bitoy, or a grands, meaning grands from the son, grands from the daughter. Loivish kol b'gdei Shabbos chutz mibeged ha'elyon, then they wear everything Shabbos except for the top garment. V'alchavim, chavim v'chamoysoy, avi imoy. Or on in-laws or grandparents, isha al chamiyah v'chamaisa v'avi avi avi ima einan loyshin rak sinus lavan. They only wear a white shirt. V'isha gam hatziv lavan, and the woman wears a white, like a snood or whatever, or a handkerchief. V'chena minig shleil leilach lebeis amerchutz. The minig is not to go to beis amerchutz v'leil lochav as a rosh, and not to comb the hair. Gam ein lechol to whatever wash their well. Gam ein lechol chutz lebeisoy, and they're not supposed to eat out of the house. Lebesu this mitzvah, lebesu this mireim. Alach Shabbos mutter b'chol davar, but after Shabbos it's mutter. Now nowadays we are much more makel on this, so we don't really keep this. There's an interesting shaila. Why is this necessary? It's not one of the seven relatives. So is this because of the cover for the person who passed away? Or is it the cover for the person who's sitting Shiva? Right? What's the difference? If it's for the cover of the person passing away, so you can't ask the person sitting Shiva for Mechila, and then they can be Meichel you. If it's for the cover of the person sitting Shiva, so if the person sitting Shiva says, I'm Meichel, you don't have to keep any Avela, so then it's fine. So that's personally what I tell people to do, because it's a big tumah whether you keep this, you don't keep this. Rama says we don't keep these halachas anymore, etc., etc. So I just tell people that they should ask mechila from whichever parent it is that's sitting Shiva, and then they can go about their way as normal. Okay, we will stop there for first round.